Today's reading begins in Genesis chapter 46, verse 28. Genesis 46, verse 28. He had sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him in Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive." Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and will say to him, 'My brothers and my father's household, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have.' When Pharaoh calls for you and says, 'What is your occupation?' you shall say, 'Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers, in order that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.'" So Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, "My fathers and my brothers, with their flocks and herds and all that they possess, have come from the land of Canaan. They are now in the land of Goshen." And from among his brothers he took 5 men and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to him, "Your servants are shepherds, as our fathers were." They said to Pharaoh, "We have come to sojourn in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. And now, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them settle in the land of Goshen, and if you know any able men, put them in charge of my livestock." Then Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and stood him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their sojourning." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. Then Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with food according to the number of their dependents. Now there was no food in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, in exchange for the grain that they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? For our money is gone." And Joseph answered, "Give your livestock, and I will give you food in exchange for your livestock if your money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them food in exchange for the horses, the flocks, the herds, and the donkeys. He supplied them with food in exchange for all their livestock that year. And when that year was ended, they came to him the following year and said to him, "We will not hide from my lord that our money is all spent. The herds of livestock are my lord's. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our land. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for food, and we with our land will be servants to Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, and all the Egyptians sold their fields because the famine was severe on them. The land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he made servants of them from one end of Egypt to the other. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had a fixed allowance from Pharaoh and lived on the allowance that Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Behold, I have this day bought you and your land for Pharaoh. Now here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. And at the harvest you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh, and 4/5 shall be your own as seed for the field and as food for yourselves and your households and as food for your little ones." And they said, "You have saved our lives. May it please my lord, we will be servants to Pharaoh." So Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt, and it stands to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth. The land of the priests alone did not become Pharaoh's. Thus Israel settled in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, and they gained possessions in it, and were fruitful and multiplied greatly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. And when the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, If now I have found favor in your sight, put your hand under my thigh and promise to deal kindly and truly with me. Do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. Carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place. He answered, I will do as you have said. And he said, Swear to me. And he swore to him. Then Israel bowed himself upon the head of his bed. So in our reading today, you have Jacob and Joseph finally reunited. It's been nearly 20 years since that boy in that coat of many colors was sent out to see about his brothers. Jacob has borne the mourning of that for so very long. We see the fruit of that mourning in his refusal, at least in the beginning, to allow them to take Benjamin to Egypt as well, fearing for him. I really sympathize with the pain that he must have felt. I suspect that there was some guilt that he felt in sending Joseph out alone to go see about his brothers, thinking that he had been torn apart by wild animals. Thinking, what if I had not sent him? Or what if I hadn't sent him alone? Maybe he'd be alive. All those things that must have plagued him over these years until he finds out again that Joseph does live. And so they both have a very tearful reunion. And so they have come to the land of Goshen. And Goshen is considered to be the northern part of the Nile Delta, which would have been a very fertile land. If you have a map of Egypt and you look at the Nile River and the way that delta spreads out, you can see that the land of Goshen, if it was in that northern part, would have been vast with well-watered land for their flocks. Joseph coaches his family on how to answer Pharaoh about what their occupation is. And it wasn't that they were lying or deceiving, but that he wanted to make sure that they said the right things so that Pharaoh would allow them to go where Joseph was planning for them to go. He tells them that to be a shepherd was considered to be an abomination among the Egyptians. If you think back to chapter 43, verse 32, when they were all eating, it says that the Egyptians would not eat with the Hebrews because that would be an abomination. So there was this sense of a cultural superiority among the Egyptians versus others, especially those that were considered herders. And I was doing a little bit of reading on this, and it was pointed out that Egypt had conquered many of what they considered to be shepherd kings. In other words, they were sort of kings of the land, but they were shepherds as well. And because they had conquered them, they looked down on anyone then that was a shepherd. So Joseph is setting things up so that they could have a very good portion in the land in order to provide for their families and their livestock. And he takes advantage of that sense of superiority that the Egyptians felt in order to separate out his family and give them that portion. And the famine continues to worsen because the land is not producing anything. The people use up all of their money. And when they are out of money, he says, give me your flocks in exchange for food. And they do that. And they come back yet again, and they still don't have food. And then he begins buying their land and putting them in servitude to Pharaoh. And then in essence, making them tenant farmers. And Pharaoh then gets 20%. So you can see how Pharaoh is getting set up to be extremely wealthy going into the next section of history that we're going to see coming up on the time period of the Exodus. We're also coming up toward the end of the life of Jacob. And so at the end, he calls Joseph in and has him swear to him that he will not bury him in this foreign land, that he will take him back to Canaan and bury him with his forefathers, which he does agree to do. I think that Jacob is still thinking about that promise that was made to Abraham and to Isaac and then reiterated to him, and he's still looking for that to be fulfilled in the future. Imagine that. Three generations now have been promised that that land would be theirs, yet they have not received it yet. But I don't see any indication that they're giving up hope or giving up on God. They are holding fast that promise, and they are still waiting for it to be fulfilled. And it's interesting that when Pharaoh asks Jacob how old he is, he talks about sojourning. That's what they were doing, was sojourning. Just like you and I are sojourning through this world, waiting for that land that's been promised to us, that land that is a home in heaven with our God and that ultimate glory that will be in heaven. And so we must likewise be faithful and trust God in the things that he has promised. Don't give up just because you don't see the fruition yet. Be faithful unto death. That's what we need to consider for today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.